Chair out of the shot. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Loud Majority Live on this Monday, June 3rd, 2024. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Obviously, we're going to talk about a whole slew of things today. Pride Month is starting. Pride Month has started, so we are all slightly gayer now than we were a couple days ago. It turns out that there was a little bit of a tussle, a little bit of a riff, a little bit of a tiff between the pro-Gaza people and the pro-gay pride people in Philadelphia over the weekend. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's hilarious. I'm not even going to pretend it isn't funny. We're going to laugh about that a whole hell of a lot. Also, Donald Trump raises $200 million. That's $200 million over the course of a weekend following the verdict in the New York case. People have had enough. There are big donors coming in. There are small dollar donors coming in. Everybody's coming in to support the president right now. What does this mean exactly for Donald Trump? Why does the money matter? Where is the money going to go? That is the big concern amongst a lot of people. That's a big concern amongst a lot of people. What's going to be going on? How's that all going to work? As I said, mega donors are coming in. Also, unfortunately, very sadly, two more New York City police officers have been shot in the city of New York over the night. That's going to be the first story we get to. And after we get to that, we're going to be talking about breaking testimony coming out of the Fauci hearings in the House of Representatives right now. Some fiery, but mostly peaceful stuff. Definitely some fiery, but mostly peaceful stuff going on there. Let's pop this live chat up onto the screen. How is everybody doing today? How was your weekend, everyone? Did everyone have a good time? Dina, how are you? Alex Ann, how are you? Can I have a birthday shout out? Happy birthday, Alex. Happy birthday, long-time listener, long-time watcher. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I don't know how many years young you are, but I'm sure many. I'm sure you are still vibrant, and I don't know what the hell I'm saying there. Happy birthday, Alex. Happy birthday, anybody. Patty Fest, how are you? Is anyone else having issues with Rumble? Are we having issues again? We shouldn't be. Are we having any issues? We shouldn't be. Let me know if that continues. Robin McGroin, how are you? Jay Lee, what's happening? Sophie, what's going on? Palumbo, what's happening? Beer for men. There we go. We all, you know how much we love our beer here. God Chick, how is it going? None of that was in English. I don't know what the hell that says. I have no idea what that says. None whatsoever. But let's get to the breaking news of the hour, guys. Hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's get moving. Let's get grooving, baby. Here we go. So, overnight, unfortunately, it is incredibly sad that I have to continue to bring you these types of stories. But overnight, two NYPD officers were shot and injured in a shootout with a moped riding migrant in Queens. This is coming from local ABC. Two NYPD officers were shot while confronting a suspect on a moped while investigating a robbery pattern in Elmhurst, Queens. The officers were shot at the intersection of 23rd Avenue and 87th Street at around 20 to 2 in the morning. Officer Christopher Abreu, 26, was shot in the leg, and Officer Richard Yaruso, 26, was hit by a bullet in the vest and grazed his stomach. He had just 2.5 years on the job. Quote, "We heard 3 or 4 gunshots, then one shot. We thought maybe it was someone with a firework, but within a minute, the officer's car came and we heard a siren come and we saw the crime scene everywhere." Mayor Eric Adams held up the bulletproof vest during the press conference on Monday morning, showing reports on where the officer was hit. Let's see if I can pull that video for you guys real quick. Oh, no, it's a very long press conference, so I'm not going to bring you all that. The bullet hole. This is a bullet hole because of the vest the young officer was wearing when he was going home. Says senseless acts of violence and total disregard for life. Our officers responded with a level of discipline, focused professionalism, and we thank them for that. Now, we should not be shocked. We should not be shocked when we find out that the suspect who is now in custody for this crime is, wait a minute, he's not an altar boy, he's not a Cub Scout leader, he's not volunteering in his community. No, he's a Venezuelan migrant. Go figure.
As the commissioner said, this information is preliminary. The investigation is still ongoing. But what we know so far is that our shooter has been identified as Bernardo Raul Castro Mata. He is 19 years old. He has no prior arrest in New York City. However, he is a suspect in several robbery patterns currently going on in the borough of Queens. This shooter currently resides at 90-10 Ditmars Boulevard, the former Courtyard Marriott Hotel, now being operated as the Landing Family Shelter. During tonight's incident, Castro Mata was observed illegally operating an unregistered motorbike the wrong way down a one-way street. Similar scooters and bikes are being used citywide to commit crimes. These crimes include shootings, robberies, and phone snatches. Many of these crimes have all been committed by the perpetrators riding on scooters and motorbikes. Just to paint you a quick picture of how many of these crimes are being committed, January 1st to June 1st, 2022, zero robbery patterns involving motorized scooters or motorcycles. The same time period, 2023, 20 robbery patterns. Year to date so far this year, January 1st to June 1st, 2024, we have over 80 robbery patterns citywide involving incidents where the perpetrators are riding motorized scooters or motorcycles. That's over 80 robbery patterns alone, encompassing over hundreds and hundreds of incidents. The shooter, as the commissioner said, is currently at New York Presbyterian Queens Hospital and he's being treated for the gunshot wound to his right leg. He's expected to survive.
He's going to survive. He threw his shot in the ankle. But go figure, he's a Venezuelan migrant riding a moped shooting at cops. That might be the most Venezuelan thing I've ever heard in my life. The only way that could be more Venezuelan is if he was eating a zebra. Because, of course, in Venezuela, the socialist hellhole that it is, many people are forced to eat zoo animals in order to not die. Now, I've said numerous times, that I don't blame these people for wanting to come to America. I wouldn't want to live in Venezuela either. However, once again, as we say all the time, just because your country sucks doesn't mean you have the right to come here and destroy ours. Because it turns out in Venezuela, it is not out of the realm of normalcy to shoot at police officers. Now, New York has some pretty strict gun laws. So, my question to Eric Adams is how did they get the weapon? Well, it turns out, spoiler alert, criminals are going to criminal. The essence of being a criminal is you don't follow the laws. Just one more example of how all the gun safety measures and all the gun confiscation people are, yet again, wrong. Yet again, they are wrong. Now, how do we know that they are wrong, you ask? Kevin, New York has such strict gun laws. How could there be shootings? Well, it turns out if you're going to break into a country, ride an illegal moped, knock over a bunch of stores, you're not going to draw the line at, well, this is an illegal firearm, I can't have it now. You're not going to hold up the same sort of morals and decency of a good people. Now, we've seen throughout the world, throughout this planet, many third world countries touting their fall in crime so bravely, saying that they have a 70, 80, 90% reduction in their violent crimes. Yeah, bro, because you sent all your criminals here. This is not you didn't solve the problem. You just removed the problem. And now it's become our problem. While two officers in their 20s, two guys 10 years younger than me, are now at city hospitals with gunshot wounds because we've imported the culture of the third world. Thank God it seems as though both of those officers will survive. Thank God we don't have to have another funeral for dead cops here in New York. Thank God. Were it not for the vest, he'd be dead. And you heard it there. His permanent residence is some hotel in Elmhurst. For you Long Island viewers out there, you'll know that East Elmhurst is not very far from what we would consider to be Long Island proper. It is but a bus ride away. It is but a $3.50 bus ride to get out here to Long Island. So for all the people out there that say this is a New York City problem, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. This is an everyone problem. When you import the third world, you get third world results. What a thought. What a thought. Who would have thunk it? Oh, that's right. Every rational thinking person on the planet would have thunk it. Except for elected Democrats. Because, of course, they are not rational thinking people. They are not rational thinking people at all. Guys, we're going to move on because I do want to get to the fiery but mostly peaceful testimony in the House of Representatives today with Anthony Fauci. I'm going to show you guys three clips. Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and a person I'll be honest with you, I'm not familiar with, but I will be from here on out. A representative from Georgia, Rich McCormick, who absolutely was kung fu fighting on Anthony Fauci today. It turns out Rich McCormick is a practicing ER doctor who is treating patients in the, so he's an actual doctor, not a bureaucrat who went to med school, because there is a difference. I want to make that very clear. Before we get to that, guys, a quick word, Mike Lindell.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow, towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD, that's MyPillow.com. Promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website, and check out their $25 extravaganza, baby. Please support the people who support this show. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. So, I think we will start off with Dr. What do we got here? I think we will start off with Dr. Richard McCormick, representative from the Peach State of Georgia. Going pretty hard on Anthony Fauci, and he deserves every single bit of it. He deserves every single bit of it after this sort of nonsense. Here was Rich McCormick.
That politicians, only bloggers, only conspiracy theorists are disagreeing with you. I want to point out that I'm probably the only member of Congress that actually treated patients during the pandemic from the very beginning to the very end of the pandemic during night shifts in the ER. Thousands of patients during that time. And in 2020, I was censored. My medical license was threatened because I disagreed with bureaucrats. Literally taken off the internet as a person who is treating patients with leading edge technologies, developing theories, but doing my very best, but being censored by the United States government for the first time stepping in and taking the place of medical professionals as the experts in healthcare. Any dissent surrounding COVID-19 treatments, mask mandates, and any public policy surrounding the pandemic was immediately labeled as anti-science. I watched as public health officials and politicians told my patients what treatment options were best for them, regardless of their comorbidities or their medical history. Despite my education and my training and my experience, my opinions were relegated to conspiracy and misinformation by so-called healthcare experts who had never treated a patient throughout the entire pandemic. This has been a black eye on the medicine and has highlighted why government should never, never insert itself in between patients and their healthcare providers. The American people deserve to make medical decisions through conversations with their physicians rather than politically motivated mandates. Dr. Fauci, did you ever treat a patient for COVID during the pandemic?
I was part of a team that was at the NIH that took care. We didn't take care of many of them.
Okay, so not hands-on. Got it. Thank you. why would I be criticized by a bureaucrat for doing my very best as a healthcare? This is a rhetorical question. But why? Why would the government, who's never treated a patient for COVID, you can read all the things you want, but you're not there. You're not seeing patients. You're not watching people die, intubating patients right there with that disease in your face, watching it happen, watching the development of this disease and actually learning from it. But I'm being told by bureaucrats what's right and wrong. And what's funny is everything I was censored on, I was proven to be right. Pretty crazy, isn't it? You said in an interview that you gave as part of an audiobook written by Michael Spector that you believed an institutional should make it hard for people to live their lives so they'd feel pressured to get vaccinated. Could we run the audio clip on that, please?
You think can be done about it? I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us, you get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
Thank you. Are all objections to COVID vaccinations ideological bullshit, Dr. Fauci?
No, they're not, and that's not what I was referring to.
Well, in reference to making it hard for people to get education, traveling, working, I'd say it very much was in context. And I take great offense to this. Miss Allison Williams testified before this committee about losing her job because she sought an exemption for ESPN's vaccine mandate, which came from recommendation from bureaucrats like yourself. She and her husband were actively working with a fertility expert, a physician, on how to get pregnant, and agreed with the premise that she was young, healthy, wanted to get pregnant, and shouldn't get the vaccination for medical purposes. But she was fired because you made it hard, just like you said in your statement, because you didn't want to make sure that the ideological bullshit got in the way of her working, of living her life, of making a medical decision with her healthcare professional. I think America should take great offense to this. That's exactly what you meant when you said making it hard for people to live without getting a vaccination. You affected people's ability to work, travel, be educated, to actually flourish in American society, to self-determine, as we're all given God-given rights. Shame on you. Dr. Fauci, you've become Dr. Fear. Americans do not hate science. I don't hate science. The American people hate having their freedoms taken from them. You inspired and created fear through mask mandates, school closures, vaccine mandates that have destroyed the American people's trust in our public health institutions. This fear you created will continue to have ripple effects over generations to come. You have already seen its effects in education, in the economy, and everything else. Quite frankly, you said, if you disagree with me, you disagree with science. Dr. Fauci, I disagree with you because I disagree with fear. And with that, I yield.
So powerful testimony coming from Richard McCormick, who actually treated patients during it all, while Anthony Fauci stood at a podium. That was not the only fiery testimony. We're going to get to Jim Jordan's and Marjorie Taylor Greene's in just 1 second. Before we do that, guys, hit the thumbs up button. Share this video out all over the place. I want to talk to you guys about my friends over at AmmoSquared.com. Guys, AmmoSquared.com was founded in 2015 in the freedom-loving state of Idaho. And we got a story about Idaho towards the end of the show today that I got to say is pretty funny. It's a family-owned and operated company started by husband and wife team Dan and Danielle Morton. They are a pro-America, pro-freedom, a pro-2A, and, of course, pro-Trump company. Guys, Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammo grows slowly over time, and it's stored for free while it builds up. And it's shipped whenever you want it, shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. They have over 30 30,000 loyal customers all over the country. It is the truly only automated set it and forget it way of ammo purchasing. Guys, just pick your caliber, set your budget, and select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Your ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically whenever you need it, like an ammo 401k or an ammo savings account, because when store shelves go empty, like we saw in 2020, the only people who could get ammo were the people who had it stockpiled with AmmoSquared.com. So guys, go to AmmoSquared.com/LFA and begin buying ammunition at your convenience. Go to AmmoSquared.com. That's AmmoSquared.com/LFA today. Support the people who support this show. And let's be honest. Let's be honest, guys. When the world goes to hell, when everything goes bad, the currency is going to be penicillin and ammunition. So AmmoSquared.com/LFA is your place, is your spot to get ammo at any given time. So that wasn't the only fiery testimony today coming out of the House of Representatives with Anthony Fauci. But the part of it that I wanted to get to is the part I think is so funny about whether it's the vaccines or the stay-at-home orders or any of that nonsense, was the whole my body, my choice people, which is something that they like to claim when it comes to abortion, but not when it came to the vaccines that we know, you know, at the best, if I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, at their best, they were certainly not what they were sold to be. If I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, which, let's be honest, I'm not doing. They didn't stop transmission. They weren't really effective on future variants. If you got it, you didn't get it again. Booster after booster after booster. Pfizer and Moderna stock shooting through the roof. The biggest transfer of wealth in the history of the world. More billionaires were created during the COVID-19 pandemic than ever before while the little guy suffered. And you weren't allowed to ask questions. Not even if you were a doctor like Jay Bhattacharya or Robert Malone or Dr. Richard McCormick, who now sits in the House of Representatives. You weren't allowed to ask questions or you got censored. People lost their Twitters and their YouTube channels. People had built up careers on the internet. Censored by Facebook, censored by YouTube, which we're going to get to in a second. Here is Rep. Jim Jordan saying just that.
I recognize Mr. Jordan from Ohio for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Doctor, why was it so important that the virus not have started in a lab?
We don't know where it started, and that's the reason why I keep an open mind. So I don't know what you mean by why was it so important. It wasn't important.
Well, you still don't know where it started? The guys you gave money to figured it out in 3 days.
No.
Anderson said on January 31st, 2020, virus looks engineered, virus not consistent with evolutionary theory. The very next day, Dr. Gary said, I don't know how this happens in nature. It'd be easy to do in a lab. And then 3 days later, Shazam, they switch and say it has to be nature. So they figured it out in 3 days, but you still don't know?
No. In fact, if you look at what they were saying, Congressman Jordan, they were saying that it was not a manufactured virus. It still could have evolved out of a lab.
Well, let me read something here to you.
They're not incompatible.
In our study on the censorship of the Biden administration working with big tech, I want to read you a WhatsApp message from Mark Zuckerberg. Can we include that the White House put pressure on us to censor the lab leak theory? So this is a communication on July 16th, 2021. Nick Clegg, Joel Kaplan, Sheryl Sandberg, Mark Zuckerberg. They're certainly feeling the pressure to downplay any lab leak theory and go with the natural origin theory.
Is there a question there?
There's coming. There's one's coming. Here's another email to Mark Zuckerberg. It says, subject line, COVID misinformation, Wuhan lab leak theory. In response to continued public pressure and tense conversations with the new administration, we started removing 5 COVID claims, including the lab leak theory. Mr. Zuckerberg responds, this seems like a good reminder that when we compromise our standards due to pressure from an administration in either direction, we often later regret it. Why was it so important the virus not have started in a lab?
Wasn't so important that the virus not. We don't know
We know
it was important to someone in the Biden administration, so much so that the top people at Meta, the top people at Facebook are asking, why are we getting all this pressure to downplay the lab leak theory? And we have an email from June of the same year, June 4th, 2021, saying the same thing. It was certainly important to somebody.
Well, what has that got to do with me?
I'm asking you because you're the expert on the coronavirus. I'm saying why was the administration so pushing not to have the lab leak theory as something that was viable?
I can answer that. I've kept an open mind throughout the entire process.
You kept an open mind. Dr. Fauci, open mind.
That is correct.
What happened in those 3 days? Why did Dr. Anderson and Mr. Anderson and Dr. Gary, why did they change their mind in 180 degrees? Because what Christian Anderson says 3 days later, after he said virus looks engineered, virus not consistent with evolutionary theory, 3 days later he says the main crackpot theories going around at the moment relate to this virus being somehow engineered, and that is demonstrably false. How did they figure all that out in 3 days, Dr. Fauci?
You can do that.
Still have an open mind.
Well, what they did is that they testified before this committee what they did. They went back and looked at the sequences and realized that their initial concern was unfounded about that, and it did not look at all like it was manufactured. But as they said in their paper, even though they feel it was more likely...
3 days, they figured it out.
That's exactly. You could do that in 3 days. You can scan sequences in a day. You don't need 3 days.
Okay. Who's Robert Redfield?
The former director of the CDC.
Dr. Redfield, right? And he was also in the coronavirus task force. Is that accurate?
He was a member of the coronavirus task force.
And here's what he said to this committee. He said, Redfield said that Fauci and Collins left him out because Redfield suspected that coronavirus had leaked from the Chinese lab. Is that accurate?
Well, he said that, but that's not true. That is incorrect, Congressman.
Dr. Redfield's lying to the committee when he sat right where you sat?
When he said that I kept him out, that is an incorrect statement. The roster who was on the phone...
Was Dr. Redfield in that conference call on February 1st when you had Mr. Anderson and Dr. Gary on that call?
He was not. And the conference call was put together by Jeremy Farrar. So no one kept him out. He said he was kept out because
Did U.S. tax dollars...
You want me to answer the question?
Yeah, I would just wonder why it wasn't on the call. It seems to me the head of CDC, part of the coronavirus task force, which was formed 2 days prior to that call, would have been on the call.
Well, the call was arranged by Jeremy Farrar. You should ask him.
Okay. Did U.S. tax dollars flow through a grant recipient to the lab in China?
I'm sorry. What was...
Did U.S. tax dollars flow through a grant recipient to the lab in China?
Yes, of course. It was a sub-award to the Wuhan Institute.
And who approved that award?
Excuse me?
And who approved that award? What agency approved that award?
National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
Your agency approved that, right?
Yes, it did. After
did that have anything to do with this downplaying of the lab leak theory?
No.
Nothing to do with it?
Nothing.
Do you agree that there was a push to downplay the lab leak theory?
Not on my part.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Wow.
I think most of the country would find that amazing. I still got 11 seconds.
Look at the facts. I've kept an open mind throughout the entire process.
All right. I yield back.
I now recognize them.
He's kept an open mind. Kept an open mind. Of course, the whole point of Jim Jordan's testimony there is because he can't say it came from a lab in Wuhan, China, because he funded the lab in Wuhan, China. So he's got to pretend he doesn't know. Even to this day, the man will not admit where the damn thing came from. And people wonder why we're never going to get closure on this. People wonder why we're never going to get the answers that we so desire on this, that we're not going to get any help whatsoever. Maybe it's because the guy who's at the top is not being held responsible for the work that he did. Gain-of-function research all over the country of Wuhan. How about this? How about we just stop sending money to any Chinese entity in its totality until the end of time? Open mind my ass. A load of crap from Anthony Fauci. But we shouldn't expect any less. We shouldn't expect any less from Anthony Fauci. Because, of course, he is perfect. He did not have to follow the rules as we did, as he tortured beagles, which we're going to get to in 1 second. We're going to get to that in 1 second. Because Marjorie Taylor Greene's testimony was so intense that Democrats actually tried to have her thrown out. Tried to have her thrown out of the hearing. Because God forbid, they accept reality. God forbid they accept truth. When I play this video, I'm going to cut out about 2 minutes of it because it's all parliamentary nonsense that I know none of you guys care about. But before we get to that, guys, head on over to OFPFarms.com, guys. You guys know I love OFP Farms over here. The American goat farm provider, baby. They are back sponsoring the show. Super excited about that. Make sure you guys use promo code LFA15 over at OFP Farms to get 15% off your entire order. I got that Goat Kisses lip balm. It's absolutely phenomenal. Keeps these lips nice and soft. Guys, make sure you head on over to OFPFarms.com. They've got a whole bunch of good stuff over there. They've got all sorts of lotions and salves and soaps and balms and everything. It is a pro-America company, and it has been a longtime sponsor of this network. Guys, go to OFPFarms.com/LFA. That's OFP Farms. OFP Farms, use promo code LFA15 at checkout. That's promo code LFA15 at checkout at OFPFarms.com. Get you good stuff now. So, here was Marjorie Taylor Greene's testimony, which I know some people don't like her. I don't really know why. Not really the point. Here was some of the juice from hers. Once again, we're going to skip about 2 minutes in the middle because they go over parliamentary nonsense that I know none of you care about. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mr. Fauci, you were quoted on CBS Face the Nation saying it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci?
I am a scientist who uses the scientific method to gain information.
Yes, you said you represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci? Yes
again,
or no? Yes or no?
No, that's not a yes or no
answer. Yes, it's a yes or no.
I don't think it is.
Okay, well, we'll take that as a you don't know what you represent.
Oh, I...
But this, as director of the NIH, you did sign off on these so-called scientific experiments. And as a dog lover, I want to tell you this is disgusting. And evil, what you signed off on, and these experiments that happened to beagles paid for by the American taxpayer. And I want you to know Americans don't pay their taxes for animals to be tortured like this. So the type of science that you are representing, Mr. Fauci, is abhorrent, and it needs to stop. Mr. Fauci, you also represent the type of science that you, where you confess that you made up the COVID rules, including 6 feet social distancing and masking of children.
I never said I made anything up.
You admitted that you made it up. You made it up as you went.
I made it up.
So are you saying this is fake news, Mr. Fauci?
I didn't say I made anything up.
What did you say?
I said that it is not based in science and it just appeared.
But this is science.
What does dogs have to do with anything that we're talking
about
today?
These are scientific experiments. This is what you signed off on. But you also told the American people they had to distance by 6 feet. They had to wear masks. But let's also talk a little bit further about the type of science that you represent. NIH scientists made $710 million in royalties from drug makers, a fact that's been hidden. Let's talk about the fact about... Is it right for scientists and doctors getting paid by the American people, government taxpayer paychecks, to get patents where they're paid millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in royalty fees, especially when the NIH and these government agencies, most powerful agencies in our country, are recommending medical suggestions and advice and making up guidelines like 6 feet distancing and masking of children? Do you think that's appropriate? Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci? Because you're not doctor. You're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes. Insulting things to Americans, having to watch the games from home where you got to go and enjoy the game and sit right next to people, not following the 6 feet of distancing, not wearing your mask, and everyone else was forced to stay home and stop enjoying life. And your science here, your science is displayed perfectly in this picture where children in school were put in plastic bubbles because of your science. Your repulsive, evil science. And let's go back to your very own email. You said earlier you don't use email. Oh, you do. Right here. This is your own email where you said the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus. I do not recommend that you wear a mask. This is your email. This is your own words. But yet children all over America were forced to wear masks. Healthy children forced to wear masks, muzzled in their schools. And then they were forced to learn from home because of your so-called science and your medical suggestions while you and all your cronies get paid from Big Pharma. You know that what this committee should be doing? We should be recommending you to be prosecuted. We should be writing a criminal referral because you should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. You belong in prison, Dr. Fauci.
I like her. I don't know why people don't like her, whatever. I look, and she's right. He absolutely should be. Everything that he made up along the way, made up 6 feet. And I long said it. I long said, why 6 feet? You know, why we're going to get to all the other stuff too. But why 6 feet of distancing? Why not 5 feet? Why not 10 feet? You know, a round number. 6 feet, it's kind of like they just pulled it out of their ass. I'm going to tell you why 6 feet of distancing. Because of the rest of the world. You want to know a little nugget? The rest of the world uses meters, not feet. Kilometer, meter, things like that. They don't use miles and feet like we do here in America. One of the people who was involved in all this is a guy named Nick Clegg. Many of you have never heard of Nick Clegg. He's over at Facebook now. It would have been pretty odd if America had instituted a 5 foot, because you would think 5 feet, you know, 0, 5, 10, 15, 20, you know, a number that we normally use. Well, if America had instituted a 5 foot social distancing standard, which is just as pulled out of their ass as the 6 foot, that would have been very odd for Europe, for the people that use meters. Because then all of their signs would have had to say some version of stay 1.62 meters apart or whatever the conversion is. So they just said stay 2 meters apart, which is about 6 feet, making it nice and easy. If their sign just said stay 1.62, 1.63, whatever the conversion is, meters apart, that would have seemed very odd to people. So they needed a round number, which is why we got stuck with 6 feet of distancing. That's exactly what happened. Forget the fact that Anthony Fauci tortured beagles. And somebody told me this. I didn't know this because I don't know dogs the way some people do. The reason why they used beagles in their animal experiments is because apparently beagles are like the most forgiving breed of dog. Like, they would keep coming back over and over again getting tortured because that particular breed is incredibly forgiving. At the very least, he should be thrown in jail for that. If Michael Vick got thrown in jail for 5 years in the middle of his career for fighting dogs, and Anthony Fauci should be in jail for at least something. For at least something. Forget about the fact that kids will never be able to experience life in the same sort of way they once did. Forget all that. Forget about the fact that we have an entire generation of kids who can't read and write because they were forced at home. An entire generation of kids who were abused at home because there were no teachers involved in finding the first signs of abuse. Forget about that. Forget about the fact that many kids in this country go to school and have lunch as their only meal of the day. They didn't get to have that anymore because people like Anthony Fauci, who live in Northern Virginia, who live on high and who can't throw out the first pitch at a Washington Nationals game, they don't give a shit about people like you and me. They don't care at all. Because, you see, they're better than you. They're better than me. And they know it. At the end of Jeremy's show, we're going to play the clip tomorrow. We're going to play the clip tomorrow of maybe the best 5 minutes of television that's ever existed. Of Dave Smith calling out Chris Cuomo on the Patrick Bet David podcast about the ivermectin in the horse dewormer. Chris Cuomo claiming he never called it horse dewormer, that he never criticized Joe Rogan the most popular show in the world. These people don't care about you. And then Anthony Fauci has the audacity to wonder why there is some sort of breakdown in public trust with the National Health Services. Why would we trust you? Why would we trust you? We're not going to. I'll tell you that much. Guys, we're going to move on because I do want to get to other stories. I could go on all day about this. You all lived it. So many of you resisted taking that poison, and I'm happy you did. And, you know, it worries me. It does worry me because, God forbid something else happens. A real pandemic. A real epidemic comes out. Who's going to listen to any of these people? Even if they're right, who's going to take any of them seriously at this point? I know I never will again. The minute I heard the Nassau County executive at the time, Laura Curran, who's running for Congress, by the way, the minute I heard her go on television and tell all of Long Island that if you wanted to go to the park and play tennis, you were allowed to, but you weren't allowed to play doubles tennis, was the minute I said, oh, we're just making this up as we're going along. We are pulling these restrictions directly out of our ass. Like one guy in California who got arrested for paddleboarding in the ocean alone without a mask. He was literally on an island by himself. Not good enough for Gavin Newsom, but he can go to the French Laundry. We could do this all day and all night. But let's talk about the big guy and him getting $200 million in campaign donations over the last 72 hours. Before we get to that, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is your home base. That is your mothership for all things LFATV related. Guys, the shop is down at the moment over at LFA TV, but you can find all of the shows over there. If you can't ever find us, God forbid something happens on Rumble, we'll be over there. Also, while you're there, consider becoming a monthly donor over at lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is a great way to help out this show and everything we've got going on over here. So go to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. Creative Aaron, she remembers when Laura Curran told us that we couldn't play doubles tennis in the park. I'll be honest with you, I don't play tennis, but the minute I heard Laura Curran tell me I couldn't play doubles tennis, you know what? I thought about going out and starting to play tennis. Turns out I suck at it, so that's not going to happen. What's going on, everybody? Robin McGroin, how are you? Sheree, Sly, what's happening? Amy, how are you? How are you? Actually, you know, it's really funny about the... It's really funny. The other day I donated blood at a street fair. All the street fairs, they do like a New York State blood drive thing. And while they were taking my blood, I was like, yo, do I get anything? Because I have unvaccinated blood. And everybody in the mobile unit started laughing their ass off. I was like, do I get like, I don't know, extra juice or something afterwards? Because I have unvaccinated blood. They all found it pretty funny. But let's get to Trump. Let's get to a lot of money. $200 million. $200 million he has raised since the New York City conviction. Unbelievable. Out of the $200 million, this coming from the post-millennial, out of the $200 million, $70 million of it was raised in small dollar donations. That's people like you. That's people like me. The Donald Trump campaign has raised more than $200 million since Donald Trump was found guilty by Alvin Bragg in the false business crap documents case. $200 million. At least 30% of the donors were first-time donors to any political campaign, Trump told Maria Bartiromo. I mean, these are Americans who are pissed off, Eric Trump explained. They're coming out of the woodwork, and they say they support the guy that they believe is getting bamboozled by the system. We saw impeachment one. We saw impeachment two, where they weaponized every legal DA and AG across the country with one intent: to take him down, to slander him, to ruin his reputation, to try and divide this country and to try to bankrupt him, throw him in jail, do whatever they could, he added. Americans are starting to see through it. they know exactly what is going on. Americans are starting to see through it. Yesterday at the Smithtown, yesterday we went to a street fair in Smithtown where we read, I think it was, what the hell was the number? Was it 30? Is it 29? I think it was 29 registered voters we did yesterday. Just in Smithtown alone, 29 new Republican voters. You guys can all do that on your own. That is a great way to get involved doing voter registration. If you want to get involved in your local state, message me. I'll teach you guys how to do it. Everyone can do that on their own. But the excitement, the enthusiasm for what Donald Trump is going through was absolutely unmatched. Now, in fairness, Smithtown is a very Republican area here on Long Island. But there were a lot of people that came up. A lot of people that came up and said they've never voted before. One guy told me he voted against Trump twice and he's voting for him now. I told him, welcome to the party. And then I presented him with a gift. A gift of a beer. Because, you know, why the hell not? Everybody likes having beer. Everybody loves having beer. That comes on the heels of what Sonny Hostin over at The View, because of course it wouldn't be a live show unless we got to make fun of The View. Apparently Sonny Hostin has a source that says that the prosecution is seeking 1 year in prison for Donald Trump. Go ahead. You'll only make it more popular and he'll be elected from a jail cell. Here was The View.
Mm-hmm. Judge Mershon has, I think he has really done a good job in terms of keeping that courtroom together. Yes. I spent this morning speaking to someone from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. They're called Street Fighters. He believes that they will recommend a 1 year term in prison. And that is because when you spend a year in prison in New York or under, you serve in Rikers Island. Okay? Also, I did some research.
Right.
The other thing I'd like to say is the other reason that they will do this is because he has shown an utter disregard for our institutions. Yes. And prosecutors, when you are recommending a sentence, you are not just recommending a sentence so that they can be rehabilitated or so that they can be punished. You're sending a message to the community that this is not going to happen again. Right. This is not okay. The other thing I want to say is that there's another thing that they will likely recommend is a six-month split. 6 months at Rikers. Mm-hmm. And then the rest, 5 years, 4.5 years of probation. That is under the New York law.
The mindless drones that go see The View, because I want to make it very clear. You guys, man, if you're not from New York City, you may not know this. And this isn't just for The View. This is for all talk shows and whatever's on the TV when you're at the doctor's office, whether it's The Price is Right or Dr. Phil or Kelly Clarkson, whoever the hell's got a talk show today. Drew Barrymore, I think, has one for no discernible reason at all. There are people that are paid to sit in the seats. They're not paid a lot of money. They're not like stagehands. The reason they do it is because they have to guarantee that the place is sold out every single day. So there are people that are paid to sit there because they can't run the risk of there just being no audience one day. Look, there are some places. There are some shows that are very successful that actually have a legitimate audience. People like shows like Regis and Kelly, very successful. But, you know, if it's raining or if it's like 4 degrees outside, you're not going to have people waiting outside of ABC, waiting outside of CBS to come into some of these shows. So the majority of the people who are in the audience, oohs and ahs at The View, they're paid to be there. They're like struggling actors. Or like people in off Broadway plays. That's not a secret. They're not paid a lot. But they have to guarantee every day that the place is sold out. So a lot of times the audience there are just preaching to the choir. And look, if it's a nice day out, 70 degrees, maybe they don't need people. Fair. Maybe there's some couple from Ireland who really wants to meet Joy Behar. So they wait online outside of ABC. I don't know who the hell those people are. But those audiences are not authentic. And when you hear laugh tracks, that's all added in. It's not a secret. Everyone does it. So you hear them, ooh, and look how joyful they are at the destruction of America as a brand. Makes me sick. Absolutely makes me sick. However, places that do not have paid people sitting in their seats, places that do not have paid people in their seats, are UFC events, which we're going to get to in 1 minute, because that crowd welcomed in Donald Trump in quite the way. Before we get to that, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out the shop, baby. We are rocking. We are rolling. You guys can use promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website. That's promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website. That's the best way to help out this show, help out this movement, and everything we've got going on. So, guys, go to loudmajorityusa.com. Bing. If you've already got everything you want, hit the donate button. Guys, $5, $10 a month, whatever you can do. I know times are tough, but we really appreciate all the support over here. This is user-generated content, and I can't do it without your help. I even had to get another job, but that's another story for another day. Guys, go to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com, and use promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website. So here was Donald Trump walking into the UFC last week to a raucous crowd.
He is a rabid mixed martial arts fan. I kind of feel like he's betting on these fights when he's not actually here.
Boy, the round of applause he's getting right now is pretty staggering. And you had to imagine that's what was going to happen.
And there, I know the audio was a little low, but right there, guys, that's the photo that's going to win this election, baby. That's the photo that's going to win this election. Donald Trump shaking hands with the most popular host in podcasting, the most popular host in the world, Joe Rogan. Giddy up, let's go. I know the audio was a little low, but you could hear Joe Rogan say that the reception the president is getting is out of control. Out of control. So it turns out when there's real people involved, Donald Trump remains the beloved star that he's always been. There's two other stories that I want to get to before we wrap up today. Make sure you guys are hitting that thumbs up button. Did we get over 300? We're over 300 right now. Let's get 350 by the end of the show. I think we can do it. Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. Share the video. Giddy up. Let's go. So, where are my Idahoans? Where are my Idahoans? They're those from Idaho. Where are you? Where are you, baby? Because I got one funny ass story coming out of Idaho. Apparently, there's a bar in Idaho that now that it's Gay Pride Month and we've all become slightly gayer for no particular reason at all, one Idaho bar declares June Heterosexual Awareness Month and offers free beer to straight people. I'm going to be honest with you. I might fly across the entirety of the country just to get a beer from this guy. A bar in Idaho has officially declared June Heterosexual Awareness Month and providing free beer and discounts to straight people. The Old State Saloon in Eagle said they would celebrate heterosexuals because without them, none of us would be here. Sounds about right. The bar made the announcement on a Facebook post May 29th and informed its straight patrons that the certain perks they would be offered throughout the month. According to the Old Slate Saloon, each Monday will be Heterosexual Male Monday, in which all straight men dressed like heterosexual males will receive a free draft beer. On Wednesdays, the bar is set to host Heterosexual Couples Day, providing each straight couple with a 15% discount off their tab. I will say, Heterosexual Male Monday, probably not going to draw the sorts of, it's going to be a sausage fest if I've ever seen one. But I hope it works out for him. And of course, we've got to end the show today because the left loves to eat itself. The left loves to eat itself. So, in the city of brotherly love, the most vile city in America, Philadelphia, there was a clash. There was a little tuffle going on between the pro-Gaza and the pro-gay pride people. And all I could do is sit back in a lawn chair, eating popcorn, laughing my ass off. Check this one out. So the pro-gay pride people are clashing with the people protesting for the place where being gay is criminalized. Who will win that fight of the mental midgets? We're going to see that all month long, guys. We are going to get footage all month long of gay pride parades being interrupted by pro-Palestinian people. And I want to be clear about something. It's never going to stop being funny. It's never going to stop being funny. I hope there's more of it. That way we can all giggle about it. Guys, thank you all so much for tuning in. I'll be back live tomorrow, 1 p.m. right here on this network. Hit the thumbs up button on the way out the door. Until tomorrow, everybody, stay loud.